With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Love that song, Diamond Grace. Thank you very much. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Susan Steinbrecher in studio with me and Robin Perry Braun. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. You can also find Robin at integratedlifestrategies.com. That's integratedlifestrategies.com. Today we're talking about why people stay in abusive relationships. So why do people stay even when they know the relationship is abusive?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. And so what's important to me as a therapist is to find out what are your reasons? What are your obstacles to leaving? It's not my place to tell you to leave, but a lot of times they have strong beliefs that are keeping them locked into there, even though it's abusive. I do typically advise if you're being physically abused that for your own safety, you need to at least get into a safe place.
So, or kick some rear end.
Yeah, or go take a, go become a black belt and or get a gun permit, you know.
Well, I say that, you know, joking around, obviously, but there's all different types of abuse. On the whole,
absolutely,
on the wheel of abuse, I haven't seen it in a few years, but there are all types of abuse. There's emotional, there's verbal, there's physical, there's financial, there's even religion. People can abuse you through your spiritual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, really?
Yeah.
And what's at the root of all abuse? Like control?
Well, control. I mean, most abusers are victims of abuse themselves or, you know, have a narcissistic personality bent. They're very self-absorbed and there's some level of sociopathy in there. Addicts can be abusive because they are, you know, locked into their addiction and they just can't extract themselves. So there's just some level of deep misery that keeps a person from treating another person humanely.
Right.
And a lot of times they're very blind to the abuse. If you grew up in an abusive home, calling each other names may have been your normal,
mm-hmm,
and nobody ever called it out as abuse because
right,
it was your normal. You're desensitized to the impact that it actually has.
That makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah. So a lot of times we stay in abuse because of that reason. We've been desensitized. We grew up with yelling and screaming in the home, name calling. You know, even if it's mild slapping or pinching or hitting, it was our normal. And we just got accustomed to it. So we don't, even though it makes us feel bad, it's
mm-hmm
harmful, we somewhere know it's destructive. We just developed a tolerance for it. So.
Well, I think a lot of women and men, because men can be victims of abuse as well.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's high of a percentage just
right,
by virtue of the male and female being, you know, physically stronger and
right,
weaker physically
yes,
the sexes, but it can happen to either. But I think once you have children, I know for women, I think of a friend of mine who her husband, this was years ago, he smushed a sandwich on top of her head in front of all the children.
Oh, goodness.
And I remember thinking, oh my God, I would be gone so fast.
Right.
But she had several children with this
right,
man.
Right.
And he wasn't like that all the time. And so what do you do in a circumstance like
well,
that?
Well, and so, you know, first of all, one, I'm afraid if I get divorced, I'm not a buffer between the children and their dad, and they might not be safe. So I'm going to be a martyr and think I can only protect them if I stay in this situation to protect them from their father. That would be one reason she would stay. Another reason is, well, he's only this way a small percentage of the time. That's really one of the reasons a lot of women stay. They have what we call trauma bonding, which is a whole nother topic,
mm-hmm,
but they're used to having some measure of abuse in the whole percentage of things. But then, you know, he makes up for it. He buys him gifts. He's sweet. He's kind. And so they let the abuse go for a bit. Until
but isn't
it
that a form
again.
Of manipulation?
It's absolutely. It's a cyclical process in abuse. And but it kind of stops the action, and then you calm down, you kind of, things go back to normal. Most people really in these situations are just in survival mode, and in order to really leave, you have to have a little bit of extra energy to step out of it. And an abuser will try to make sure they keep you locked into a cycle so you don't ever have that extra energy to escape.
Or what about the lack of support? I mean, if they don't have the support.
That would be another reason.
Well, in the circumstance I was talking about, absolutely. She was a stay-at-home mom.
Right,
you know?
Right. And so financially, I can't support my kids.
Right.
If we get locked into a debt situation where we're stuck financially, It is really hard. It's scary to think I'm going to leave with nothing. Now, if you had a family who would take you in, or you had parents or other people to support you, obviously that overcomes that a little bit. But and sometimes we're just overwhelmed. We don't feel like we could work and be moms, that take that all on ourselves. Even if financially we could do it, we're afraid we don't have any help. And that would feel overwhelming. So we'll tolerate abuse rather than be in a state of overwhelm of having, you know, too much on our plate.
Or well, how many women fall into the trap, and again, it can be men too, but how many fall in the trap of, I deserve this?
Well,
this is happening to me because I did something wrong.
Yeah. Right. And
or they get beaten down, their self-esteem, because they ultimately believe that they're worthless.
Right. And, you know, so, and I'm going to just use this statistic because it's true. I worked for a CPS agency, and so we were dealing with a Mexican population here. And one of them reported to me that the statistic here locally is that 95% of Mexican women are abused by their husbands.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, one, they were raised in a home where they saw their dad abuse their mom. That was their normal. And then, so there's an expectation. The father didn't abuse the children, so they weren't trying to rescue their children by escaping. But they culturally, you know, expected it. And I'm not saying that's across the board true. That statistic was reported to me. But that's what I saw with a lot of these. So that you go into it with an idea of, I am a possession, you know, I don't have rights, that type of thing. And then you just, the name calling, the beaten down. And if you went into that relationship with shame and low self-esteem to start with. So.
Well, and giving, I go back to the diamond thing, the engagement ring. It's the whole mentality going into the marriage.
Right.
If a ring is more important to you than your own self-esteem and self-love, then you're already headed for trouble.
Right. And I think one of the other issues you find with women is, I know for me, you know, I was married to a sexually addicted man for a lot of years. And one of the reasons I wouldn't leave was he was trying to get better. And so I kept giving him another chance, and he'd go to therapy for a while. And I kept having this thought, like, I'm going to quit, and then he's going to get well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as I divorce him, he's going to get well. And then I'm going to wish I had just waited a little longer or something like that. So that would have been one of the things. One of my other fears was that he would commit suicide if I took his kids away and left.
Mm-hmm.
So all these wrong reasons we stay.
Well, and those are very real fears.
They're very real fears.
I have a friend that actually happened to in an abusive relationship that she was in. And she kept trying to get out. And he would, you know, just threaten suicide. And he did do it.
Yeah.
He did do it when she tried to really get away. And, you know, to no fault of hers, that's absolutely...
No, he was mentally ill to start
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
And that's the other thing.
But when you're a good person and you don't want to... That person, you find yourself finding compassion for this person that you obviously have loved for many years, or however many years you've loved them, it doesn't matter. But when you love someone... I think your natural
it is hard.
Inclination is to
give him another chance.
Yes, yes.
You know, and sometimes relationships degrade. They started out okay, and you keep trying to go back to something you had before, thinking it'll cycle back around.
Mm-hmm.
The woman loses, I think, a lot of confidence over time.
Oh, absolutely.
They feel like they don't have the strength, like you said, or the energy, or the confidence. Like, well, who's going to accept me? This may be the only man I'm going to get.
Well, and this damaged goods.
I'm
may never
goods,
get another.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But this happens to men too, because I have another friend, who was abused physically and emotionally and verbally by his girlfriend, who he had a child with,
right.
And
you know, I mean, she was not a nice person. Right. She really wasn't. And he was a very soft soul.
Well,
and a very good soul. And she beat the hell out of
him.
And
that sometimes, too, is if we have a kind heart, we have this idea of, oh, I'm going to love them even though they abuse me. And one of the best books I ever read, and it's by Dr. James Dobson, is basically what he said is, you cannot have a healthy relationship without mutual respect.
I agree.
And I just went back to that is, no matter what you say, what your reasons are, do you want a healthy relationship?
Yeah.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Respect and trust are at the very core of it.
That's
for
right.
Sure. They go hand absolutely. In hand. Robin Perry Braun, always a pleasure. I love this woman, having her on the show. Thank you so much. We'll be back with Susan Steinbrecher. We're going to be talking about meaningful alignment. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.